Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network out there across America. And by the way, we're also broadcasting live on their website, GCNlive.com. That's the stream you hear me talking about. And, of course, we also can be found on many of the leading Salem radio stations out there across the country. We're on some of the largest markets in the country being heard right now. We thank them for doing that. Also, we're being heard on many of the leading independent stations across America, and we thank them for also coming along and joining the club. And don't forget that you can also pick us up on all those stations on their websites as we stream right now there, and on our own website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And don't forget, we're also up on the satellite broadcasting right now. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's working on the third watch right now. That includes the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, and our bulk mail center operators, our drivers out there delivering the mail all over the place, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and other petroleum-related products so we can get on down the highway as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X on Captain's America. And we're also on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll find that right here on our website, as well as on our program listing for the Facebook page and whatnot. You can listen to it over there if you want. And our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, where we're always streaming 24/7, because we don't stop just because the program stops. You hear the same show until the next new one comes on. All right, well, let's go, first of all, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Whoop, wait a minute. Get going the right direction there. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
Works better when you turn it to the left, not the right, right? All right, exactly. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, it is a balmy 74 degrees, one of the most comfortable mornings we've had yet so far in weeks, so I'll take it, 74 degrees.
Works for me.
All right, let's say the pledge. You guys ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States of America
and to the republic
which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I know Denise wants to talk about a couple things, so go ahead.
Well, you know, Denise, good morning, and I know that our listeners are in for a real treat. So, because before we get to the bottom of the hour here, I think we're gonna have a couple of really good things that you're gonna impart for them. Let's start real briefly, because on the other side of the break, I think we might want to get into another story. But what did you think of the interview with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia that Bret Baier did earlier on Wednesday? I thought it was pretty groundbreaking, especially in terms of Saudi Arabia's newfound relationship with Iran and its problems with Israel. What did you take away from that whole interview?
Well, first of all, let me say that I have been arguing with people on my own radio show, not arguing, but having a discussion about the fact that the United States doesn't build anything anymore. In fact, I would argue that whatever we have is being destroyed, and it's certainly happening under the Biden administration. And we could be doing, and obviously he's destroying the energy industry, he's destroying education, he's destroying women's sports. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And it struck me how much Saudi Arabia is building. And they're building for Saudi Arabia, and they're building for the world. Now, we have lots of reasons not to like Saudi Arabia, for sure. And one of the reasons is their approach to Israel. They would have normalized relations with Israel a long time ago, but the sticking point is the Palestinians. And I'm really sick of this entire argument with the Palestinians. They're run by terrorists, and the majority of Palestine, which is Palestinians, by the way, are made up people. They're invented people. Palestine, the larger part of Palestine, air quote, is Jordan and not Israel. So they want this two-state solution all the time, and Israel's already got a two-state. So what they're really asking for is three states. Now let's look at a map and see look at the size of Israel versus the size of Saudi Arabia.
All right, hold that thought.
Saudi Arabia takes some Palestinians.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll continue on the other side of the break, because here it comes. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, our Thursday morning edition with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years now. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and that number continues to go up, and it'll be updated soon, I'm sure. Now, you can go over to the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a cost comparison for the car that you're driving or the truck that you're driving and see what they can save you in terms of money. Also, if you have a motorcycle or maybe you've got an RV or maybe you've got an ATV or maybe you've got a boat, you can add them in there, bundle them into your policy, and it will lower the cost of your auto insurance. And get this now. If you have your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy and you want to combine it and bundle it together, it will lower your car policy down dramatically. So whatever it takes, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can either do it there on the website or you can find out the name of the agent and then get it done that way, either in person or on the phone or on the Internet, whichever works for you. GEICO.com. And happy saving of some money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to throw something into the works here because I just saw it show up as a headline. Zelensky yesterday had an interview with Greta Van Susteren on Newsmax, and he said, this is a quote from him, the U.S. investment in the Ukraine is helping to save democracy, end of quote. Any comment?
No. I mean, that's exactly what he said at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, there's so much going on there, and they seem to be, like, in over their head. No matter how much we give them, it's never enough. Am I wrong?
Understand something, though. What we say we're going to give them doesn't show up for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. So this $200 million isn't going to be there for 6 months.
Well, I don't know what the timing is or how the money is being delivered. Now, we hear that, in fact, we do have an inspector general that's watching that money, and then others saying we don't. So I don't necessarily know who to believe, but I will tell you, when it comes to military gear, you know, the tanks and, you know, all that kind of stuff, the stuff doesn't show up for 6 months, 8 months.
Right. Okay.
Or we send it to Poland or someplace, you know?
Yeah, for training. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
All right, Denise, if you would, maybe finish your thought. You were talking about Saudi Arabia, Israel, the Palestinian issue. But then after that, I want to move over to this idea of what's happening in a place called Colony Ridge, Texas. You've been writing about it, so I want to make sure that we talk about that as well. But what do you think about Saudi Arabia?
I think that, you know, again, we have lots of reasons to not like Saudi Arabia, but we also have a lot of reasons to like Saudi Arabia. A lot of people do not know that the first Gulf War, back when George H.W. Bush was president, who paid for the war? Who paid our expenses? Saudi Arabia. A lot of people don't know that.
Sure.
But having said all that, I think that Mohammed bin Salman is completely wrong when it comes to the Palestinians. I think everybody is wrong when it comes to this whole two-state solution and the Palestinians. I'm really kind of tired of this entire argument, but nobody asked me. But I will tell you what they're doing in the country. It almost appears that they have gotten rid of Wahhabism, which was the basis of their Islam. And for women to drive, for women to be in business, to put sports in, to the construction, to the development, I think that Saudi Arabia is going to be an amazing, powerful entity. And I think the United States can take some real lessons from that, if, in fact, we ever decide we want to be something more than what we are.
Indeed. Well, also, Denise, you know, we hear on the news that the Biden administration wants to, you know, basically keep all the illegal immigrants that come across the border in Texas. But you've been writing about this. There's something behind all this. What's going on?
Yeah, I think you have to necessarily understand this common denominator here. And when it comes down to voting and coming down to Democrat power, the Democrats will do anything. The Democrat machine, the entire apparatus, will do anything. Now, we know that they've tried to get rid of the Electoral College. That's not working. So let's do something else. What would the something else be? Well, let's take away the largest, well, one of the larger voting blocks of electoral votes, and that's Texas. And where would that go? Because it's a really, it goes red, right? Well, no, they're trying to make it go blue. How would they do that? Well, you create an entire voting district, a very large voting district of all Democrats. How do you do that? Oh, you automatically register illegal immigrants to vote, like they're doing in California, like they're doing in New York, and you give them housing, sell them real estate for almost nothing, and then the real estate is like dirt cheap. Well, we have this development. I think it's 70 square miles just north of Houston called Colony Ridge, being developed by William Trey Harris. Who is he? Good question. But the cartels operate there. So is it the cartels that's backing William Trey Harris? Don't know that, but I'm just putting that out there for the listeners. Now, these illegals, and they are illegals because there are flags flying from hundreds of countries in this place, and there's really no housing. You can live in a tent. You can live in nothing. You don't have to be hooked up to electricity. There's crime all over the place. Is there really infrastructure? I mean, it is disgusting, nefarious, and I would say as sketchy as it can possibly be. But the ultimate goal is to turn Texas blue. And remember, they tried to do that between the Senate race with Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. Well, they're trying it again. Now, this William Trey Harris cat, I don't know where his money comes from. Again, I think he's very connected to the cartels. They are the ones that got all the money. But he's made campaign contributions to some interesting people in the state of Texas, including Governor Abbott. A lot of these politicians, they take campaign contributions, or the political action committees do, and they don't know really where this money comes from until they find out later, and then they have to give the money back. There are some that are accusing Greg Abbott of alternate motives. I don't know. The jury is out there. But what I'm really concerned about right now is an entire voting district being created in Texas. It's already there. It's virtually this place already exists.
Yep.
And I would argue to look at Hunt County, Texas, because I think there's another one going in there, too. So I would say that the Democrats really are using the cartel's money by proxy and humans, foreign entities, for their own power. They're exploiting all of these millions, and I mean millions. We're up to, what, 7 million mm-hmm. illegals now in the United States?
Or
under
more.
Under the Biden administration?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pennsylvania, only this past week, did they say that anybody registers for a driver's license automatically gets registered to vote. That's a violation of the First Amendment.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be talking tonight again about what's going on in the world in which we live. Thank you so very much. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Yep, thank you.
Mark Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, you hang in there. We're coming back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Got quite a bit of stuff to talk about there. And don't forget, coming up an hour from now, Jimmy G. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy.
After the Patriots-Dolphin game in Foxborough, 53-year-old Dale Mooney was punched in the head twice by a man wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. He hit the ground and never got up. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at Concerned Veterans for America. The website, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. Go over there, check it out, become a member, and help them out with your message to work with veterans and help them out with what they need. And you might even want to consider giving them a few dollars along the way. They are their own private entity right now, and they are on their lonesome doing what they're doing. Jimmy T. Smith, the Florida director, will be here in an hour. But cv4a.org is the website. cv4a is the website. All right, and now let's go over. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
You know, I just heard, and I just repeated to you because it was mentioned on the news, that some $235 million in additional aid is being discussed now in the future. And Denise was talking about how all of this aid takes about 6 months to get there and whatnot. So we heard about $200 million to start a few days ago. Now we got $235. Is that in addition to, or is that separate?
The way I understand it, it's maybe an additional amount of money. Now, one might think if it's actual monetary assistance, then that might be fairly quick. But materiel, if we have to do that, I think she was trying to mention it goes through, has to go through like Poland and places like that. Yeah, I can see where it would take time. But obviously, I mean, there is a war on and every minute matters.
And we do know that the president of Ukraine was at the UN and was speaking in front of the UN, also spoke with our leader, Joe Biden, and I'm not sure how that went. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall, but you never know. And, of course, he was there to support him in principle only, if nothing else. And there was also, as there always is, a bunch of polls being done amongst the world's leaders that were there at the event. And I guess we're going to have to wait another day before we see what's going on, because they normally don't release those until they're good and ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, exactly, yes.
Yeah, because they don't want to ruin the surprise coming down the line. But if I were flying the wall, and I'm not, if I were flying the wall, I would think that Ukraine is going to get a lot more money than what we just heard.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's definitely something that has been ongoing, and it seems to only get, it only keeps going and going and going more. And by that I mean is that, you know, this war continues on. I think the American people have a legitimate question, Captain, and that is, how much does it take for the United States and the allies who are helping to support Zelensky, what does it take to make that big push to actually bring this war to an end, drive Putin out? I haven't heard an answer to that question yet.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we're going to drive Putin out.
Do you think it's going to end perhaps in, well, obviously it could be, for lack of a better word, stalemate,
yep,
but a negotiated exit. But that means, yep, also it, ultimately Putin would win a lot in Ukraine. He'd get a lot of what he's actually looking for.
He probably will get to keep the country that he's already got, the part of the country he's already got, but that'll be about it. He'll be told that he has to pull out of the other areas and stay out or else. Something along those lines, but I think that's where we're headed.
Well, just real quick, Captain, in past times when we've had regional conflicts, and this is where the UN ultimately shines the best in terms of regional conflicts, but of
right,
course Russia brings a big issue into this, which is more geopolitical, but
right,
At what point would you ever see, quote, UN peacekeepers involved in something like this, or would that even be on the table?
I don't think we'll see them. They weren't welcomed, or they weren't received very well when they were there the last time. I don't think they'll make that mistake a second time.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ed, because it seems like that's usually the kind of thing that we see. But this whole situation, I think, goes beyond a typical regional conflict.
Now, if we see anything, we might see Arab countries step up to the plate and do a little something to help out. That might be what we'll see.
Very interesting. Yes, indeed. But again, the world is going to be hard pressed to think that Vladimir Putin's going to get a lot of rich quality land out of this. And there's so many atrocities that it's just off the charts, as it were.
Okay. Now, what do you got on your plate?
All right. Well, Captain, it looks like soldiers from the 82nd and 101st Airborne are going to deploy to Europe this fall. This we understand from Military Times. The Army is going to deploy units from the 82nd Airborne and the 101st Airborne to Europe this fall. They're one-for-one replacements of teams that are already stationed across the continent to enhance deterrence against Russian military aggression beyond Ukraine. So it's not necessarily a buildup, but it looks like it's a refresh, basically, of what we already have there.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is on the radar. I mean, this is very distinctly being said. This is there to counter possible Russian aggression.
Yeah, it's troop rotation, and I get it.
Indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, carry on.
All right. Also, we've got this. This is actually coming to us from the BBC. South Korea has raided some U.S. military bases in drug probes, basically. South Korean police are investigating 17 U.S. soldiers and 5 other people who allegedly smuggled or used synthetic marijuana via military mail. So there's a lot going on there. That's for sure. It follows raids in at least two U.S. military bases back in May, including Camp Humphreys, the largest overseas base there. Filipino and a South Korean have been arrested. Prosecutors are reviewing the cases against 22 subjects in this whole thing. So, we don't need that going on in our military, do we?
And especially not in South Korea.
No kidding.
See, these guys have to understand they may be on a military base, but when they set foot off the military base and do something where the locals can get at them and charge them, they may be in jail a long time.
Indeed. That is really true. Because you're dealing with, things in other countries. I mean, you don't want to run afoul of their laws or
right.
to also, don't mess up if you're deployed to another country. That's terrible.
Right. Okay, what else you got?
All right. Well, Captain, of course, there's the whole idea that China at some point could go out and blockade Taiwan. But according to a Pentagon official, that would ultimately fail, we understand. I'm sure there's a lot of different scenarios in which China would want to either take control or keep Taiwan from being able to receive aid, this kind of thing. But again, it's good to know that at the very least, the general consensus would be that that would not be successful at this point.
Okay. And if you were a fly on the wall?
If I was a fly on the wall, I think that any kind of thing to do with Taiwan would probably be done very quickly. In other words, we'd wake up in the morning and something big would be happening. Something big would be happening in terms of how China would try to use its ability to hack systems they already have compromised, this kind of thing, create some chaos there. In one of the scenarios, of course, our defense of Taiwan could also originate out of bases in Japan. We don't know if they would either try to do something to those as well. Again, we just don't know. But I think it wouldn't be a slow burn. I think it would be a quick problem that would immediately start getting worse as the hours go by that morning, let's say.
Well, maybe. But then again, you have to assume that anything China's going to do is going to be, like wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, exactly. They would want to do a lightning strike as fast as they could and then take control of Taiwan. But there's different areas, by the way, that they would be able to come ashore, and the Taiwanese know this, and they fortify those areas to begin with.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be back with Chris. We're going to talk about some things about the economy and see what he has to say. So we shall return with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, and we'd be more than happy to have you in the Captain's Army. You can go over to the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and follow the show over that way, and that way you'll be right in on the swing of things. And you can also hear us streaming over there, too. And converse with us if you want to. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Moss Acura. Now, when you go over to Moss Acura, remember one thing. Walk in the door and say, I want to say hello to Albert White. Why? Because he's the general manager over there. And you might get to talk to him, and you might not, but you certainly will have the White Gloves treatment going when you say, the captain sent me, and I want to talk to Albert White. Now, Moss Acura is quite the dealership. They're located right next to Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, they are part of the Moss Family Automotive System where, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, as well as church pastors, too, are afforded a great deal on the vehicle you're looking at, whether it's brand new or certified pre-owned. They also offer Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, so you can pick that up while you're there and take advantage of that. And, of course, they'll include you in all the different things that they have going on, where you can get your oil changed there at Moss Acura, get your tires rotated, get everything done that needs to be done. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Now, we've been watching, and of course, you talked about Ukraine. We've talked about that till we're blue in the face. We've got more coming here with our guest coming up, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright, and then Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America will be talking more about it. But what I'm going to talk about with you is apparently the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, says he doesn't expect a soft landing, but all the projections that are out there sure look like it's going to be very cushy for the government and the economy for a little while. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about the Federal Reserve and
the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve. Yep.
Mm. Well, yesterday, you know, they didn't raise rates. I listened to their statement yesterday, and basically, I don't think that they know what they're going to do moving forward. They really don't. I think a lot of the numbers are going to be revised downward when it comes to GDP moving forward. I think the economy is going to be a hell of a lot more sluggish than everybody actually realizes.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the effects of, you know, strikes that are taking place. That's going to add, you know, some issues as well. But it's, you know, again, already people talk about pulling back on Christmas spending. There's not much that the Fed can do. And I'm expecting, I mean, they said that there are a couple of rate cuts next year. I think it's going to be much, much bigger than that. I think you've got to factor in the political angle as well. If you don't think that the Federal Reserve, you know, has some politics involved, it does. You got an election year, and you know, the people, you know, yelling and screaming about the economy and high mortgage rates and interest rates on credit cards. There's going to be pressure brought to bear on the Federal Reserve next year. So, you know, I see moving forward, I see, you know, pretty much a weakening economy is like we're all seeing right now. And next year, I definitely see some rates coming down.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't there be, right?
Well, again, you know, it's we're back to a point in time where bad news is essentially good news for investors. And I don't like that at all. I think that, you know, the Federal Reserve is, you know, they've really not much. It's an exercise in futility at this point in time. They can't do anything when it comes to gasoline prices. We're getting more of the same. You know, we're looking at a possibility of a you know, government shutdown. So there's a myriad of things that could really, you know, put up the whole ding on the overall economy. Not that I, you know, the government shutdown is not the end of the world as far as I'm concerned, but when government plays such a large role in society and our economy like it does now, it's going to be problematic. I mean, we've been, you know, drifting for a period of time, you know, towards this, you know, Chinese-like, you know, command and control situation, and it's going to cost us.
Now, the Fed is holding the rates steady, but they're raising the forecast for growth and rates down the line.
I don't see the growth aspect, you know, moving forward. I really don't. I don't see how you're going to see that much growth moving forward at this point in time. I think the consumer is kind of tapped out, you know, to some degree. Again, you know, people even, you know, involved in getting homes, they're spending more money, you know, on interest payments, you know, much like the government is at this point in time. So I don't see where that's going to be coming from moving forward.
Now, we've been listening to the government for some time, in the military in particular, which banned the use of TikTok on a military basis. And a billionaire GOP donor by the name of Jeff Yass is currently fighting to stop a ban on China's TikTok. Now, come to find out, this guy's got $21 billion, with a B, $21 billion invested in one of the subsidiaries, if you will, of TikTok.
Well, I highly doubt TikTok is going anywhere. There's just way too many right now, it's point in time, there's way too many people that use it for advertising purposes. And now, yeah, it's popping up, you know, in various different news stories and feeds that I'm seeing on a regular basis where, you know, I'm not a, you know, I don't have a, I'm not a member of TikTok, whatever that is, you know, but, you know, you end up clicking on it sometimes to watch a video that, you know, might be newsworthy for whatever reason that somebody put on there. I think it's kind of ingrained at this point. I think it's a lot of talk. I think, you know, maybe you might see some government, like we've had seen so far, ban it from the phones, but, you know, it's a, you know, ends up becoming a tit for tat type of situation where China, we saw China most recently, you know, say, okay, you know, we're not going to allow our government workers to use iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, they can go back and forth when it comes to this. You know, we've got to understand that, you know, we are intertwined, our economies are intertwined with China, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, that gives nations pause when it comes to, you know, battling and fighting wars when, you know, you have that type of economic relationship. You know, we didn't have that, you know, with, you know, the former Soviet Union. We still didn't go to war, a Cold War with them.
Right.
But again, your hope is that because of this, cooler heads are going to prevail. Mm-hmm. Do we need to decouple and diversify, which we've been doing? You know, for the first time in a long time, Mexico is now our number one. We get more imports from Mexico now than we do China.
Now, I want to have Kyle ask you about this little small town along the Mexican border that apparently is becoming quite a haven for illegals. Kyle, go ahead.
Are you talking about the colony?
Yep, I am.
Okay, yeah, it's a place called Colony Ridge in Texas, and Denise Simon has written extensively on this. Evidently, it's an area where they're trying to create its own little district of voting, and illegal immigrants who would be held in Texas may be able to be used, you know, basically as voters for this. I mean, this is very, very significant and big time.
Well, I mean, you got a Republican governor down there. I mean, you know, deal with it. That's why you have, you know, a National Guard down there. Deal with the problem. You know, I did see that they're putting more wire back up that was cut by the Biden administration. But, you know, at this point in time, it's a massive wave of people that are coming in and nothing's being done about it. You know, we see what's happening, the overflowing, shelters and, you know, in cities like, New York and other places at this point in time, it's gonna, you know, cost these areas billions of dollars and you know what, it's their own damn fault for calling themselves sanctuary cities and patting themselves on the back and not realizing the problems that, you know, places like Texas and Arizona and Florida and Southern California have been dealing with for some time. Again, you know, you get what you vote for. And, you know, we've basically had, you know, issues with both Democrats and Republicans in dealing with the immigration. It hasn't been fixed.
All righty, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he has to offer. Kyle and I will be right back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.